Thank you, and good morning, and welcome once again to the radio broadcast of the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our prayer that we might be able to preach this morning in such a way that you would find blessings in the message, and you'd be able to give glory and honor unto our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to attend church services at the Independence Baptist Church. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and we trust this morning that you're getting ready to be with us in the house of God. At 11 o'clock this morning, we have our regular preaching service, and then at 4 o'clock this afternoon, we meet again to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And then Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, we meet once again in order to worship the Lord. Before we begin the message this morning, we do have an announcement that we'd like to make. We have asked last Sunday morning, and we'll ask again this morning, that if you are interested in having this and hearing the broadcast and having our broadcast continue on the air, we're asking you to send us a postcard with your name and address on it so that we'll know where you are and the fact that you are listening. We're revamping some of our financial parts of our church, and so we want to use the Lord's money to the very best that we can use it. And if there are those people that are listening to the broadcast and they're interested in having our program continue, we ask that you might just send us a card that we might know who you are. Now, I emphasize again, as I did last Sunday morning, we're not asking you for money, nor will we ask you for money. And so if you send us a card, you don't have to worry about us later sending you a dun for some money, because we're not going to do that. We believe that our church ought to support this program, and of course we want to do that. It's a mission work of our church. And so if it's of value, and if there are those that listen and you'd like for it to continue with, then we want you just to send us a card with your name and address on it that we might know who you are. And that's all that we're looking for. I'll give you our address now, and then at the end of the broadcast we'll repeat this for you. Send the cards to the Independence Baptist Church, Post Office Box 70 in Forestdale, Missouri. The zip is 63348. That's the Independence Baptist Church, Post Office Box 70, Forestdale, Missouri, 63348. And if you didn't have your pencil and paper handy, well, I'll try to remember to make this announcement again at the close of this radio program. This morning, if you would, turn in your Bibles to the book of Luke, chapter 21. Luke chapter 21, we'd like to read verse 25 through verse 33. The Bible says, "And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distresses of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And he spake to them a parable, behold, a fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, ye see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away." This is a very remarkable reading, especially in light of some of the events in world government that has taken place in this past week. I suppose that everyone has heard on the news how that Gorbachev has declared and he has pushed through a change in the Soviet government. I know that all of the changes that Gorbachev has tried to get through is not yet through. It's not all the plans have not finalized. But for the past 70 years, The Soviet Union has been following the Lenin theory, the Lenin part of make of government, in order to just have one political party. And now we find that because of all the pressure that has been put upon the Soviet Union through all of the other states that they control by military force, that they have been forced to change the way that they think. And they have in their minds now that they will not have just one political party, but they will have many political parties. Of course, all of that, the details of working all those things out, will have to come to pass. But I want you to notice what the Bible says in the light of that headline. The Bible said in Luke 21 and verse 25, "And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and on the earth." Now, there's a lot of things that's going on in the sun, the moon, and all of that, but we want to notice in particular this morning the things that are taking place upon this earth. And the Bible says that there will be distresses of nations with perplexity. In other words, there's going to be much confusion that's going to be taking place in this world. And I will have to say, and I think you'll have to agree, just by looking at the political situations in this world, that there is indeed a lot of confusion. The Bible says there shall be distress of nations. And my, how our nation is torn in two by the moral issues of the day. Should we abort babies? Should we not? Should we believe in capital punishment? Should we not? Our nation is absolutely torn in two because there is no Bible standard in our nation as a whole today. If we would just follow what the Word of God says, there would be absolutely no doubt as to what standard we would take or what we would do in these moral issues. But we think of other issues. We think the Bible. We think of all of the people in this world today that are rioting. We saw on the news just the other day how that there were in excess of 100,000 people protesting in Russia concerning the way the government operates. 100,000 people. Why, just 5 years ago, that would be unheard of. We think about the situations that was going on in China and how that all of those people there, those students, were desiring more freedom. They wanted the power, the ability to get in and run their government. They didn't want somebody else to tell them what they needed. They wanted to discover that for themselves and to say for themselves what they wanted. We find in our own nation that Washington, D.C. is covered up with protesters of this group or that group. The Bible says that the sea and the waves roaring. And I know that there's times that when the Bible uses the word sea, that it means a very literal sea. But I also know that there are times when the Bible uses the word sea when it actually means a group of people. When it actually means people that are filling the earth innumerably. The Bible talks about the seas in the book of Revelation chapter 13 and how that in that time that there shall be a great beast that shall rise up out of the sea. And somebody would say, well, that means that this great beast will come up out of the ocean, but that is just simply not so at all. That word sea there simply means that this beast will come up out of the multitude of people, and how that all the people will be gathered together in rebellion, and they desire this marvelous leader. They're looking for someone. We think also in our day and how that everything is falling into place so that the Antichrist will be able to come into power and into dominion. We find that there is much trouble economically. Not only in the governments, but the economy of the entire world is in trouble. There are many, many nations that owe the United States of America much money. Most of those nations can't even pay the interest on that money, much less pay the principal back. Nations have borrowed money from the United States of America, and it's not been paid back, and it probably won't be paid back. Economically, there's much debt. Religiously, things are in a turmoil. Which way is right? Which is the right way of going to heaven? And so you see, as we look at the major situations of the world today, the world is in trouble. All of the major farms of the government on this earth are hurting. They don't know which way to turn. But I'll give you this to think about. If it is so that Russia will finally submit themselves to elections by the people, and if in days to come that China would also submit to free elections of the people, then this is going to mean that almost every major government in the world will elect its officials by popular vote. This means that there will no longer be, on the surface at least, a strife or a war, a cold war, between the East and the West. That these nations will be able to come together under one head. The Bible tells us in the book of Daniel chapter 7. Daniel's talking here about the four beasts that he sees. In the book of Daniel chapter 7, the Bible says in verse 23, and he said, thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms. In other words, shall be different, shall be unique from all the other kingdoms. And this is talking about how that the end kingdom, the last kingdom that shall rule upon this earth, shall be entirely different from all the other kingdoms. The Bible said, and shall devour the whole earth. And never before has there been a government on the face of this earth that was over all of the world. I know that in Constantine's day that he was over all the known world, but he was not over all of the world, because all the world wasn't controlled by him. The Bible says, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. I want to tell you today that men may proclaim peace, peace, and there is no peace. Men may say, we desire this, we want this, and there may be riots and confusion over political power and political leadership. But the end result of all of these things will be that there will be a kingdom that shall come and fill this entire world, and the world shall be broken into pieces. Well, we've kind of got started on this subject, and it's a very large subject indeed. But our time is gone. We'll have to close. And so we want to give you the address again. You would like to hear from you. Just send us a postcard. No money. Just send us a postcard and address it. Put on the postcard your name and address so we'll know who you are. And address it to the Independence Baptist Church, Post Office Box 70 in Forestdale, Missouri. The zip is 63348. We invite you to listen again next Sunday morning for the continuation of this message. In the meantime, come and worship with us in the house of God. Thank you now for listening.